Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And as you know, it's 1850 715 815. Joe at RT.ie. Frank Early. Frank, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
Good. Frank, we've, as you know, almost every day we get 10, 15 calls about lost or stolen mobile phones. The chances of a radio programme getting them back are very slim. The chances of anyone getting them back apparently are very slim, unless you immediately start chasing the perpetrator. But your phone that's now no longer your phone is really, really important to you, more so, I think most people will agree, than most. First of all, what happened?
So Joe, I was we were doing a job in Hanover Quay or Hanover Street, and I was leaving a car, an underground car park or whatever.
This is in Dublin, in Hanover Quay.
In Dublin, yeah. Just adjacent to Samuel Beckett Bridge there. Mm-hmm. So I got out of the Jeep just to lock a bollard as it was a skipyard after leaving, and I suppose all of 10 seconds. So I got back into the Jeep and headed up towards town, and of course, missed the phone and whatever, so I stopped the Jeep and looked around to see if it had fallen down or whatever, but to no avail, so I went back to the site, rang it, nothing, so yeah, so that was the end of the phone. But so we got it on video footage afterwards that the guy, the minute I left the Jeep, he was in, I suppose, straight away got the phone and headed off, you know?
Yeah. Now, what
is that? It's not the phone, Joe. I'm worried about it. Just the, you know, the footage and whatever's on it. You know, nothing backed up, of course.
Well, tell us, and I'll tell the listeners about what's on this phone, which is of invaluable to you and your family.
Yes. Yeah, so I suppose, Joe, it all started in March. My daughter Aisling headed off on her travels to Thailand, whatever, and spent a few months there, and this and that, and whatever, but. Unfortunately, the 23rd of June, we got the dreaded call, the no parent wants that she came to a sad end. She died in a drowning tragedy in Koh Lanta.
Oh,
so it's just basically, Joe, I have her last, you know, voicemails and, you know, video footage or whatever I had belonged to Aisling is on that phone. So, as I say, it's not necessarily the piece of kit that I'm looking for, Joe. It's just that we got that card. I've nothing backed up as I thought I had, but of course, like I suppose 90% of the population just don't get around to it, you know. So
it's Hanover Quay in Dublin. It's just to get the exact location. It's
okay.
Obviously on the quay side, the Liffey Quay side. It's on the north.
On the south of the river. Yes, yeah,
south of the river. Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us exactly where it is because I'm confused.
It would be, Joe. I see. You know the Samuel Beckett Bridge.
Yes, of course.
It would be the street parallel to that. So it's Hanover Street. It would be, I suppose, walking distance from the Bord Gáis. I suppose it would be maybe 500 meters from the, 50 meters from the Bord Gáis theatre there.
Okay,
so just in the back there, the hotel there, you know.
Okay,
so
near the Marker Hotel.
Exactly.
Okay, near.
Not the Marker, is more or less in that area, but it's the opposite direction, Joe. You're heading up towards the city, you know, from the Bord Gáis.
Yeah. Okay, I understand it there. Yeah, and then. It you're going back up. It's one way there, but in terms of, there's a lot of building work going on around there.
There is, Joe. There's actually a BAM site there. There's two or three BAM tower cranes.
They're massive. Yeah, they're incredible.
Exactly. That's where we're actually operating there. You know.
Okay. Now this is. I'm not making any. What we're trying. By the way, describe the phone, and I'll. In terms of what type of phone, is there any cover on it that people might recognise?
I suppose it was a typical building worker's phone. It was a Samsung S6 with the just the fold-over wallet, you know, the fold-over black wallet.
Yeah.
Not a pretty sight, but it's just what was into that phone is what I'm chasing. I would just.
And was your name anywhere on it, Frank?
Nothing on it, Joe. No, there'd be no identification marks on the phone.
No credit card slipped in the back, no ticket. No,
thank God.
Yeah.
nothing like that, you know. Now, we search the area because, you know, sometimes, you know, the phones are robbed, the SIM cards are thrown away, but to no avail. But I've just exhausted all avenues now trying to find it. But I'm sure it's a waste of time, but you never know. Somebody might get it, it might be thrown in a bin or whatever, because I don't think phones are of great value, Joe. It's not no, the value not. Of the no, phone, no, you no. know. So...
I'm trying to give it again a location. It's Hanover Street. Now the main, if I'm right, and again this is no, I'm not making any casting any aspersions, as the fellow said, but Hanover Street was in the news 2 weeks ago when there was an altercation between two groups of young lads. Am I right? Were you aware of that?
You could be right, Joe.
And it was there was an altercation. Just to give people a location, so people might be able to say, "Oh, I saw someone throw a phone into a skip, or hopefully not a skip, or into a garden or something." I know it's primarily apartments and flats down there. But Hanover Street was where that on the corner there was two groups of lads. There was an axe involved and a bicycle and a hammer, I think. It was a savage fight between two groups for whatever reason. That's the area where the phone was stolen.
That'd be it, Joe.
Is there a... Look, is there any second-hand phone shops where someone might have chanced their arm and gone
in? The first thing I've done, when the phone was missing, I headed for Moore Street, because I know down in parts of Moore Street you can get your phone decoded or whatever. So we went down there. We had a description of the guy that took the phone. So, you know, as a last resort, we said we'd go down there and have a walk around and see would we come up with anything, but nothing. The guy was wearing, we have a description of him and we have the whole lot, but...
And what age was the chap?
The guy was, I suppose, Joe, he was probably mid-40s to early 50s. Oh.
Wow.
Full description, full video.
And you reckon he was operating on his own?
Joe, he was just an opportunist. I'd say he just happened to see, you know, a fool leaving the door open for 3 seconds, in like Flynn and gone. So, you know,
which
as
direction,
we all do.
Could you work out which direction he headed, Frank?
Joe, he passed me on the street. We got the video footage because the guy doing the video footage, the security man, was very helpful. He called me about an hour later. He said, "Frank, come down." He said, "I have something to show you." Mm-hmm. The guy actually walked towards me with my phone in his hand. We saw him looking down at it. And it looked like as if the phone rang and he just took off. I suppose maybe with the fear that I would recognize the tone of the phone or whatever, you know.
Mm.
But he took off in the direction of the Keys, which is this kind of an alleyway or a walkway through the Ivory Building behind us. There's an alleyway through onto the Keys, you know. So that was the last.
Does your phone lock after a certain time, Frank?
It does, Joe. Yeah. I have that on it, yeah. But of course, like everything else, I thought I had it backed up. But when I went to do the search, it's nothing photographs, you know, video.
And did the Gardaí in Pearse Street, which is one of the busiest and best police stations in the country, did they look at the CCTV? Would they wreck you? Would they say, "Oh, hang on,
not,
I think..."
Not as yet, Joe.
Okay.
I'm 6 days trying to get that.
Well, that's, see, that's the worry, isn't it, Frank? That the longer it gets,
Joe,
the phone...
Exactly. Yeah. If it doesn't happen within the first 12 hours, forget it. But I'm 6 days stressed out trying to get people to look at that video footage. It hasn't happened. Nobody's interested. So it's too late now, you know. But if it was, if when I presented myself day one, I think we would have had a good chance of getting it. As I say, Joe, the phone is of no value. It's just what's on it that I need to get, you know.
And we've tweeted, but I'm told upstairs, we tweeted. Unfortunately, there's no photograph of the phone. But the Samsung S6, what cover was the what colour was the cover?
A black, okay. You know, the fold over, the wallet.
It was a fold over, okay. Well, that's and you reckon the cover was fairly scuffed?
Well, it wasn't office material, shall we say, you know. A back pocket job, you know.
And then the photograph of your beautiful daughter, Aisling. This is reminding people, if anyone has come across, in the last so many days at this stage, Frank...
Tomorrow will be a week, Joe, a week tomorrow. So just footage, it's just the footage, the videos we had for the last holidays. You know, Aisling would send us videos or whatever from Colanti. We have all that. Mm. So look at it. Just,
and it's her voice on it to her dad, to you.
It's her voice, yeah. The last sound of Aisling's voice is on the phone. So that's what's really, really hurts, you know.
But, and Frank, if you can, tell us what happened. She was 34. Was she going on the world trip with a gang of buddies back in whatever, April, May?
She was an independent lady. She was 34, had worked in Dublin as an accounts payable, decided, told us last Christmas she would love to do a tour of Asia, which she went, thank God, with her blessing and all happy days, you know.
Yeah.
And headed off on her own, and she met up with some friends probably a month into her travels, you know, and she was in Koh Lanty, a little quiet island, and she headed on then to Kuala Lumpur. So I remember talking to her one day, and I said, "Ashling, you know, you could be safer out of a big Asian city, you know." And so she said, myself and Helena, that she'd go back to Koh Lanta, that it was safer, it was COVID-free.
Well, that's a tourist district in Thailand, yeah.
It is, Joe, yeah. We were very happy that she got back there, and she rented an apartment there with four or five other friends. They all met up, and they had a lovely set up there.
Brilliant.
She was FaceTime every day, and happy days, but it all came to a sad end, Joe, on the 23rd of May.
And she was swimming in the sea.
Swimming in the sea, Joe. Yeah. Swimming in the sea, and just I think there was a freak wave or whatever took her, and we got the dreaded call at 11:10 on a Saturday night. So that's it. So, Joe, I'm not here to
I know.
Sympathy for it. Just
I know. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't people sympathise? My God, your beautiful 34-year-old daughter, freak accent. I see you. There was some talk that there was a tremor further up in Thailand, and that might created a wave.
So we learned the following day, Joe. Mm. Yeah, we got all this the following day. There was some kind of an undercurrent or whatever, or a freak, probably a tremor that night, you know.
And again, I presume because of COVID. When your daughter's remains arrived back, the funeral was small, I presume.
Well, Joe, getting her back was the trial, We were told in the beginning it would be, 10 weeks before we get her back. And thank God, to the help of a lot of friends and Irish people, that, we had her back in 10 days, and her intact. So, it was just never you wouldn't need in the middle of COVID, but it's just life,
And at 11:10 on that Saturday night, were you the first member of the family to be told, Frank?
No, Helena took the call, and I think all I heard was a scream. We're sitting together at the island. Helena's birthday was the day before, whatever. So
your wife,
I heard the scream, and the phone was thrown to me, and it was Ashley's best friend on the phone. And
So you then had to tell the rest of your family.
Yeah, you have to get into survival mode then. So that's it, Joe.
Yeah. Okay.
So, George, does anybody out there knows anything about the phone? Or, I'd even go as far as a reward, just to get back the footage that I want,
And if anyone knows, it's a Samsung S9. It's in a black fold-over wallet.
S6.
It's not, we'll try and get a photograph of one of them and tweet that as well, just to try and jog people's memories. It was stolen last Thursday.
Exactly.
Last Thursday. About what time, Frank?
11:11.
In the morning?
In the morning. We're having the cameras, yeah.
11:11 in the morning. The guy was in his... He might recognise himself. The guy, what was he wearing? You reckon, was it
he had a red jacket, blue jeans and blue runners.
A red jacket?
A red jacket, very distinct jacket. Blue jeans, blue runners with white soles. Ginger hair, balding in front. I have a perfect shot of him, Joe. He had his mask actually off him, his mask off, and his whatever the footage is there. I can get nobody to take it, so it's ironic.
I would ask anyone in the air. Well, if this person recognises himself and can still access the phone, even if he has to pay money to get the phone back.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd pay it. I don't
know that
paying,
loads of people, including ourselves, would pay to try and get that phone back, given what's in it. There's a church. There's two. If somebody with this chap. Why do you say the red jacket is so distinctive? Is it a button jacket, a zip up jacket?
And a zip jacket.
Is it one of those puffer jackets? Those kind of.
No, it's just a kind of a flat jacket.
Okay. Ginger hair. You reckon in his 40s? Now, what's a guy in his
40s? He'd be, 40s, maybe touching 50, It's very hard to distinguish.
That's so unusual. But like, there's so many places around there. There's St. Mark's Church there on Pier Street. You could leave it in there. There's the there's St. Andrew's Church, a beautiful church on Westland Row. There's, you could leave it there. There's Fannigan's.
The Spar Shop on Pier Street. Yeah,
there's a Spar Shop on the corner there. There's Fannigan's funeral home there. There's always somebody there. Just walk in and leave it on a desk and walk back out again. That's all you have
just
to do.
Just leave the same job.
Please,
if the
please.
Same is left, you can have the phone. You can have the phone.
Do you think so, yeah? The same is all you want.
If I get the car, Joe, that's all I need, you know?
Okay.
But I've tried, I've exhausted all avenues. I'm just at a juncture here that I can go no further, so look, it's my last
And that's great. And the other thing I'm thinking, that street, I'm thinking Lombard Street now, because it wasn't where it was stolen, but it's where those couple of places I was mentioning, St. Mark's just around the corner, the Andrew's Street, St. Andrew's Church, Fannigan's Funeral Home, Camille is on the corner, the Thai restaurant, there's a bar, the Lombard is over the far side, I think that's closed obviously, I think there's a garage, but what I drive up and down there a lot on the way and the way to work, and what I notice about that block of flats on my right hand side is they're an award winning in terms of design. They were designed by Harold Sims back in the 30s and 40s, but there's an incredible sense of community in there. You see them with their flags out for the frontline workers. You see their community for Christmas, their community for summer projects or whatever. There's a great sense of community around there. So,
or if there's even a local Facebook group, Joe, that you know in the area that we could put it up on Facebook or whatever, you know, if we would act something like that. But anyway.
So we're just,
that's it, Joe.
We're looking for the phone, we're looking for the SIM card. Please, I hope people understand why it's so important to Frank and his family. His dear daughter, Aisling, was drowned tragically in Thailand during the awful pandemic. The family managed to get her remains home. And again, we had a COVID funeral. But the last messages, and they were obviously of a good nature, reassuring you. She didn't know what was going to befall her, neither did anybody. But her last messages to her family are on that phone, who owned by her father, Frank Early. So if we could pull out all the, it's such a needle in a haystack. But if that man in his 40s, possibly 50, 11 minutes past 11, last Thursday morning on Hanover Quay, Hanover Street, that part of Dublin near Pier Street, you saw a phone, you were walking, you saw a phone, maybe you'd fallen on hard times yourself, maybe you'd lost your job, maybe it was just opportunity, you grabbed the phone and maybe you realised, as people do when they do stupid things, you realise after 10, 15 minutes, this is stupid. What did I do that for? Did you drop the phone? Did you throw the phone over a wall or railings? Did you give the phone to somebody who was passing by, who you thought might have needed it more than you do? But the chap is wearing a red jacket, blue jeans, ginger hair, in his 40s, possibly 50. And you say what he had sneakers on, was it runners?
Runner's Joe, yeah.
You have an incredible description of him, Frank. But again,
I have a better photograph, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe the Pier Street. I know Pier Street are busy at the best of times. One of the busiest with Store Street in the whole country. Brendan Carroll is after. Brendan, you're a retail manager with An Post Mobile. Go ahead, Brendan.
Yeah, hi, Joe. Look, I'm just listening there. That's a terrible story that he's lost his data there. But we may be able to help, or we can try at least, because a lot of people, their data is actually backed up, because that's a Samsung, so it's an Android, so it's on Google. Possibly it is backed up, but some people don't realize it, and we've worked with a number of our customers who have lost their phone and they can't get their data back or what's backed up on their phone, and we've been able to help them out. So, look, we could try. There's no guarantee that it is backed up, but if it is, we would do a bit of a forensic check on the phone and on his account and see if he has an account and if it is backed up.
Okay. Frank, do you have...
Yes, I heard that. Brilliant.
Who do you have your account with? Can I ask, Frank? Or is it a pay-as-you-go?
No, it's we have our own email address, whatever, the company phone, you know, so I just won't give that out in the area.
No, don't, no.
No, no, okay. I would ask that maybe just contact me. I think you have my number anyway.
Yeah, with your permission and with Frank's permission, we'll exchange numbers.
Yeah, and whatever we can to help, we'll do, of course. But
thanks, Brendan.
Yeah, it might, I know it's a bit, we're clutching at straws, but I understand how important it is.
Obviously is. Okay, Brendan, where's on Puss Mobile based?
Well, we're in the GPO, but we're not working there.
Of course,
we're working from home. But, we'll
put you in contact the next few minutes.
All right. Okay. Thanks very much. We'll do what we can.
That's Brendan Carr, retail manager on Puss Mobile. Frank Early, God rest, Aisling,
and
condolences to you and your family for your awful loss. And if we can help, if our listeners can help, I'm sure they will. There's Brendan already. As he says, you're clutching at straws, but that's all we have to clutch at this stage. Thanks, Frank, and safe travelling. And what are you building down there, Frank?
Refurbishing apartments, you know.
Okay, well done. You mind yourself. Yeah, God bless you and your
family.
Yeah. Okay. Frank Early, it's a Samsung S6 black fold-over wallet. We never do phones. You know that. We'd be here till Christmas Eve and beyond. But listen to what's on that phone. It's the last contact his daughter, age 34, who drowned tragically while swimming in Thailand. The last contact she had with her family, including video messages and audio messages. If you can, even contact us, 1850 715 815. If someone tells me where it is this afternoon and they want to drop it somewhere and quietly tells our program, I'll go down and collect it. No CCTV, nothing. I'll go down, and if anything has to be done to try and get that phone back, we will. 51551, wash your hands, please.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.